Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Yes, it is Tuesday, May 27th, 2025, 3:08 here, 72 degrees. I am back here in the flesh with you. Thank you for allowing me my week to be with my family during my daughter's graduation commissioning. Those of you who follow me on social media, you know what the week was about. But we're back for a little bit here, and I appreciate all of that. Yesterday being Memorial Day, I want to start with, before I get into, the week's events and, how it's been, quite a week. I just a little while ago posted a picture of my daughter with Vice President J.D. Vance. It was great having a former, a Marine, giving the commencement address at the United States Naval Academy this week. It was something special. It was just a great week. Weather was a little so-so, but the days that I really, asked for and prayed for, one day with the Blue Angels and graduation day. Everything else I could have managed. We can come and go in the rain, but things that are outside, the things that are outdoors and weather permitted, was good. The Blue Angels were canceled their second day on Wednesday. But it was great to see them on Tuesday in all their glory. But again, with yesterday being Memorial Day, and I was truly around heroes all week, in bed with them, immersed with them, watching them graduate and move on to all portions of our world to serve our nation in uniform as ensign in the Navy's and second lieutenants in the Marine Corps. It was just an incredible, incredible display. But just the others that came, a family friend, Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher, came in to do my daughter's first salute. That was a surprise for a lot. Obviously, my daughter knew about it, but it was quite an event. I appreciate him coming all the way, across the country, pretty much, to be here for our special event. And at the house afterwards, it was great having him. We did bump into Congressman Rob Bresnahan was there for the graduation. He did come up to us as well, so it was great having our congressman there for his first Naval Academy graduation as congressman, and it was great for him to see because he will be nominating 10 individuals, men and women from all his district, to go to these service academies, each service academy, and it will be a good thing that he saw what the conclusion of those 4 years were. So it was great that he was there as well. One of the things that I had the honor, and I truly take it as that, yesterday being Memorial Day, Friday after the graduation at our home that we rented for the week, had a Gold Star father there. And he himself is a retired Navy captain. Now, a Navy captain is an 06. It's the rank just before an admiral in the Navy. It's a little different than Air Force and Air Force, Marines, and Army rank system, where a captain would be an 03. We've been put in contact over the past couple of years, basically, for our love for service and what I do here on the radio and what I do in the Navy. And I invited him to come over because it was truly important. And I had the time to sit down with him one-on-one. And Thomas Feeks, who's a retired captain, lost his son, who was a Navy SEAL in combat. And he was not able to come to the graduation. He was invited to the graduation, but rightfully so, he was at Arlington National Cemetery where his son is buried. So him and his wife were there with some other family members, but he said, hey, later that evening, we're going to stop by. And he did just that. And I was able to have some time where just him and I were sitting out on the back porch talking about his son. And Patrick Feeks was born October 8th in 1983 in Santa Clara, California. He enlisted in the Navy, attended the Navy Preparatory School in Newport, Rhode Island, July 17th, 2002. And the preparatory school prepares you to go to the Naval Academy if you're accepted to the preparatory school. He left the preparatory school on February 28th of 2003. He said, being an officer in the Navy is not for him. He wanted to be a Navy SEAL. And even though you can be an officer and a Navy SEAL, there's different jobs. There's different things you do in those capacities. So he joined the Navy in April 5th of 2006, and he went to active duty began basic training in November 2nd, 2006. He completed the NTC Great Lakes, which is where most Navy sailors go through. In January 2007, he then attended basic underwater demolition SEAL training at Coronado, California, what we know as BUDS, from January to October 2007. After completing advanced SEAL training, Petty Officer Feek served with the SEAL Team 3 at Coronado from May 2008 until he was killed in action when a UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter he was aboard was shot down over Afghanistan in August 16th of 2012. He was buried in Arlington National Cemetery. Now, his Bronze Star Medal with Valor citation reads, "For heroic achievement in connection with combat operations against the enemy while serving as lead communicator and sniper for Naval Special Warfare 1324, in direct support of Operation Enduring Freedom from December 2011 until August 2012. Petty Officer Feeks demonstrated great skill and bravery in 86 combat operations and 33 hours of troops in contact that resulted in 37 enemy killed in action. On 26th of October 2012, during a combat patrol, his unit was attacked by 15 Taliban fighters in three positions. Petty Officer Feeks immediately maneuvered to a high ground position and engaged the enemy with precision sniper fire. As the volume and accuracy of the enemy contact increased, he maneuvered to an open from his covered fighting position to man an MK-47 automatic grenade launcher. With disregard for his personal safety, he exposed himself to enemy and engaged multiple positions with an assault rate of 40-millimeter grenades. While communicating with two armed air assets, his actions contributed to six enemy killed in action and the increased security of the village. By his extraordinary courage, zealous initiative, and total dedication to duty, Petty Officer Feeks reflected great credit upon himself and upheld the highest traditions of the United States Naval Service. Combat Distinguished Device is authorized for his Bronze Star." He also served in Iraq in 2010. Before he was killed in action in Afghanistan in 2012. "Sitting with his dad, I'm truly a better person today for the 45 minutes, an hour that we had just to ourselves out back with a lot else going on. It was, you know, a big house, and you know, I just wanted to sit down and talk with him. And he was telling us how when he goes to Arlington now, the men and women that are around his son, Patrick, that are buried there alongside him, that made the ultimate sacrifice for you or I, defending our nation. He knows them all. He knows the names and stories of each individual, 10 gravestones to the side and 10 rows forward and back. He knows their family members. He knows their routine. He said, you know, with Memorial Day being here, they like going, you know, a few days before Memorial Day to sit there and have their special time. He goes, a lot of other families do that. And he was telling me about the soldiers, sailors, and airmen and Marines that are around his son buried next to him, their families, and what they do when they go there and how they're friends and they have conversations and they pull their chairs up to one another and they spend time with each other. It was just incredibly humbling. That we have people like this. And I apologize. Because we should be a country. We've always been a country that's worth dying for. Every soldier, every sailor, every Marine that I spoke to this week, that's what they said to me. You know, especially when Memorial Day came up. You know, don't wish me a happy Memorial Day. It's not a happy Memorial Day. Don't wish. I don't want to hear about it. And even though I'm glad you enjoy barbecues and a long weekend and such like that, be a country worth dying for. And not only did we watch 1,000 Marines and Navy sailors swear an oath to defend our nation, there were 3,000 others sitting there waiting to take that oath. Another 1,000 next year, another 1,000 the year after that, another 1,000 the year after that. And we listen to leaders like the Vice President of the United States. We listen to leaders like the Chief of Naval Operations, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, the Secretary of the Navy. Tell these young men and women that their leadership, that their responsibility will be their greatest challenge. And if they accept that challenge and the sailors and Marines around them lead them with honor and guide them, then anything's possible. But out of a week of pomp and circumstance, a week of celebration, a week of gratitude and honor, watching, you know, our youngest daughter swear an oath and become a United States Marine Corps officer, the 45 minutes I sat down with a Gold Star father, the honor to hear his story and him talk about his son and his family, and not only him, but those who are laid to rest beside him at Arlington National Cemetery and their families. That is what Memorial Day is about. That is what this week culminated with. You know, there's always that understanding that when your children serve, when your family serves, when your husbands, your wives, your fathers, your mothers serve, you know, there is that possibility. But to sit down with actually someone who's lived through that, where we ourselves have had close calls with that, it truly brings home, you know, what a great nation we are. Every gravestone you see at a military cemetery had their brothers and sisters alongside them when they made the ultimate sacrifice. Every gravestone you see at a military cemetery has family that mourns them, friends that miss them, husbands, wives, mothers, fathers, children that mourn for them. Speaking to some of them, it's always the same. Make their sacrifice. Live your lives like their sacrifice was worth it. And if you can put yourself in that position to have that mentality, they're just way better people than I am. It's incredible that there's people like this that walk amongst us. So on this Memorial Day weekend, you know I was gone for a week of celebration, but it was important for me to have that conversation. It was important for me to bring that to you, especially a day after Memorial Day. So, you know, we'll talk about the rest of the week and such there, but that was one of the things that were ironed into me, that 45-minute conversation, hearing the stories of not only, you know, his child and his life and how he found out when it happened, but every time he goes to Arlington National Cemetery, the bond he has with the other families that are there, the knowledge he has on, you know, what they're doing in life, how they're doing, how they're coping, you know, what their routine is when they go to visit their sons, their daughters, their husbands, their fathers. It's just incredibly humbling, and I wanted to bring that to you. I hope I didn't disappoint. It's 3:22 here at WILK.